This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. It is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and that is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. Dennis working with his staff tonight. Mickey Loomis also working, but taking some time out, filling in for Dennis. Mickey, there's no easy way around a four-game losing streak, and you can go to the Atlanta and the Philly and Kansas City. After that second quarter, things and on top 27-24 felt like things were turning, but just could not get it together in the second half.
Yeah, look, I was really proud of our team, the way we came back after being 17-0 down. You know, we bounced back, made some big plays on defense, had a special teams play. The offense converted, and there were some good things that happened in that first half. Look, the second half, it didn't go our way. And you know, it started off with our first possession. You know, we're moving the ball and had a couple things happen that were of our own doing. And the game kind of turned right there. I felt like we needed to get an early score and get some momentum and some positive things happening. And it didn't happen. They made some adjustments. You know, we couldn't had difficulty running the ball. So I think they recognized that. Did a lot more blitzing, kept Spencer inside the pocket, and they just played better than we did in the second half.
Now, Mickey, how do you view this, all your years of experience and all the football that you've witnessed? Then when you're looking at, how do you evaluate, because no one practices tackling anymore. You might tackle a dummy, but no, you know, you can pay the players a bunch of money, can't get anybody hurt. They still get hurt even though we don't tackle. But when you look at, you know, and Coach Allen talks about it's a short week, we can't do that. And the tackling was atrocious, like Dennis Allen said, and that, you know, maybe we've got to do more tackling drills. But is it about effort, or how do you view that? Because I'm looking at it's a trend that's not good. It's the third straight game in which the Saints have double-digit missed tackles. Is it the individual players? You look at, like, even before the Bucs game against Kansas City, we had 12 missed tackles. And then all of a sudden against Atlanta, we had 10. And then we all know what occurred yesterday. So how do you view, as an observer, and you evaluating the talent, how do you view, like, tackling? And how do you finish the deal on the defensive side? Because you know they got to be totally unacceptable when you give up 277 yards rushing. Come on. Ohio State versus Kent State. I mean, it is the NFL versus NFL. So how do you view, like, all the years you watch, like, tackling, and all of a sudden it's a trend where three straight games we've done a horrendous job of tackling?
Yeah, well, I think you know, there's two answers to that. The first one's a little more global, right? It's more about the league, and I think these are the, you know, fundamental things like this are part of the consequence of, you know, a smaller, a shorter off season, not practicing as many times. You know, look, Bobby, when you were playing, you had in training camp, you probably had 60 to 65 padded practices in training camp, right? And now we have 17. And, you know, so in general, I would say league-wide, tackling is it's not a lost art because there are guys that are good tacklers, but it's a lot more rare. And missed tackles are a lot more common. So I think from a global standpoint, that's one of the real difficulties is how do you practice tackling when you can't, you don't have as many live practices and padded practices that are necessary. The second thing is that there are teams that do a good job of tackling, and we have to be more focused on that. I think that we've been a good tackling team in the past, and so this has kind of cropped up this season and part of last season for us. And we've got to come up with answers for it. And you're right. It gets back to, hey, we have to have an emphasis on it. And we have to, you know, more of an emphasis on it because we have an emphasis on it. But we have to have more of an emphasis on it. It has to be at the forefront of players' minds and coaches' minds. And so how do you do that? You spend more time in practice. You do drill work. More difficult during the regular season because, you know, a lot of the time is spent, you know, scheming and preparing for your opponent, but we do have to get back to some fundamental things because if we don't, we're just beating ourselves.
You know, Mickey, how do you, I don't know, because fans ask me about how can we go kind of like from the penthouse to the outhouse, everyone's ecstatic, we're getting off to a 2-0 start, we crushed Dallas, we crushed Carolina, and we crushed Dallas, and then, Dallas just got crushed by the Lions. So maybe not so much with Dallas, but then all of a sudden you go on a four-game losing streak, and now we've lost four straight games the last time. That was Sean Payton's final season in 2021. So how important is this Thursday night game? The question I have for you, because I know Sean Payton wants to beat the Saints, and I know as an organization we want to beat Sean Payton. So I don't know, you call it a grudge game, whatever, and you friends with Sean, everybody's friends. But, you know, it's like when you compete with your brother, you want to kick your brother's ass. I mean, that's just the way it is. So come Thursday night, I think it counts more than just are we going to beat the Broncos or not. That this is something that you talk about years to come, because how many times you get to face off with people that you know and your friends. So that's why I think this game is monumental, and Drew Brees and all coming to town, all of that, boy, for the Saints to come away with a win against Denver.
Well, first of all, Bobby, there was a lot of questions in that speech you just gave. So I'll try to get them one at a time. You know, the first is, I think you asked me how to explain, you know, four straight losses. And look, I think this because, right, game one, game two, man, we're rolling on all cylinders. I felt like we played pretty well in games three and four, although we had a couple things that you know, the game against Philadelphia, look, we went toe-to-toe with them and had a really good chance to win that game at the end. And we just, you know, we got in our own way. We had two guys running into each other, and they got a big play, and our opportunity to win that game went down the tubes. And you know, against Atlanta, again, we came back from a couple of self-inflicted mistakes early in the game, came back, took the lead at the end, had a chance to close out the game, and we didn't do that. You know, that happens in the National Football League. The last two games are different. And I think, listen, I don't like – everybody has injuries, right? We all do. And yet some injuries are more important than others. And when you have, you know, three-fifths of your offensive line unavailable to play, when you lose, you know, some of the players we've lost on defense in terms of just the intelligence of our defense, and intelligence isn't the right word, but some of the leaders of our defense, you know, not being at full strength or not playing, that catches up to you, and it really catches up to you when you're playing really good teams. And we've played two really good teams in the last 2 weeks, playoff teams that have aspirations of going deep into the playoffs. And so that caught up to us this last weekend. And look, I don't have any answers for 51 points being allowed, but those were good teams. But that's where we're at. And we've got an opponent coming in on Thursday night on a short week. It's not a revenge game. You know, sometimes you play against the team you were with and you have bitter or angry feelings about that team. You want to beat them because of that. That's not this game with Sean. Sean loved his time here with the Saints. He had love for the city and the organization. But you're right. It's like playing against your brother. You know, you want to beat him. And we feel the same way. And so it'll be a dogfight. He'll pull out all the stops. And, we have to be prepared for that.
Need to take a break. We'll be back with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. It is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. And Dennis working tonight, Mickey Loomis, Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager, with us this evening. Your overall assessment of Spencer Rattler: he was 22 of 40, 243, sacked five times, had the touchdown to his rookie, Bub Means, had the two interceptions. And after the fumble to Olave, I'm sure because the defense had given up the early touchdown, I'm sure he's going, what in the world? It's 14-0. He'd barely been on the field. Your overall assessment, because I would assume in a short week, not a whole lot is going to change from a Derek Carr situation. So your thoughts on Spencer?
Yeah, I thought it was a good first outing for him. And more so from the standpoint of, man, I thought he was poised. He kept his composure. Things weren't going our way early, and it's easy to try to do too much, and yet I felt like he stayed within the offense, made some plays both with his legs and his arm, and I thought it was really encouraging overall. I thought that they made some. I mentioned this. They made some adjustments at halftime, and did a lot of bringing pressure, so that made it more difficult in the second half, particularly when you get behind like that and you have to throw it every down. But I thought it was a good outing. I thought our offensive coaches did a really good job of designing the game plan that took advantage of his skill set. We're looking for more development, more growth in this next game.
Now, Mickey, when I look at Coach Allen, and I've always taken up for Coach Allen as far as, you don't know both sides of the ball. Like Sean Payne's an offensive coach. The coach I had, Jim Morrow, is a defensive coach. Coach Allen's a defensive coach. But you know what sucks are kind of, that ain't good, is when you're in charge of the defense and all of a sudden they're struggling. And then Coach Allen, who calls the Saints defensive plays, that's his baby. And he said, and he held himself accountable, I have to do a better job with our guys and I have to make sure we understand what we're doing. And he went on and on. But that's why the fans get disgruntled. That was supposed to be our strength of our team. And as of late, our defense sucks. Now, we're outstanding red zone defense, which is number one in the league. We're only giving up 25% as far as touchdown production. But then the Bucs were like 4 or 5, 80%. So that's why a lot of fans say, well, at least we could count on our defense keeping us in games. But it seems like that has not been the case as of late. Now, as of late, I could say maybe the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay game. But that's where they're frustrated. If that's supposed to be Coach Allen's wheelhouse, but where are we trending right now if our defense is going to struggle?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you're right in terms of, look, our defense has struggled the last couple of weeks in particular, and that's not up to our standard. You know, look, I think it's easy to look at the last game or the last two games and say this is what we are, but I think you have to look at a longer period, for that. And we've been able to play really good defense for a long period of time, but we haven't played really good defense the last 2 weeks for sure. And so why is that? Well, you can't win a game. The first thing about winning a game is you've got to avoid beating yourself, right? And how do we beat ourselves? Well, we don't tackle well. We get penalties. We do some things that are uncharacteristic of the teams that we've had in the past. So we've got to solve that first. We've got to solve the self-inflicted wounds. Part of that is playing complementary football too, and not turning the ball over on your side of the field. Controlling offensively, controlling the clock a little bit so that we keep our defense off the field. Particularly when you get shorthanded. So those are the things that we have to solve, and we've got a short period of time to solve them.
Now, Mickey, when I look at, because everybody gets old, Father Time, you look at all that. But fans have asked me, they say, boy, Cam Jordan really looks old. Sometimes you might say it's better to get rid of a player a year too early than a year too late. But then he's, even as of late, DeMario Davis. And look, he's not the typical DeMario Davis season. Now, you're dealing with injury, whatever, the older you get. And, he's always hit that century mark as far as tackles. But I don't know if I've ever witnessed a game, and I've watched a lot of football, that the top five tacklers in our game against Tampa Bay were all DBs. Well, hell yeah, if it's all DBs, you're going to give up 270-something yards rushing, like Adebo, Lattimore, Houghton, Abram, Alante Taylor. And then it wasn't until you get DeMario Davis and Willie Gay after that. I don't know if I've ever witnessed top five tacklers in a game being defensive backs. And I think it also starts right up front. We want Chase Young to get sacks and all that, but I think it leaves a lot to be desired as far as his run support. I think Brian Brzee has gotten better, but also his run support. I think teams feel like right now, and I think in Sean and Denver, they're going to come in here feeling they can run against us.
Yeah, I think that, a lot of what you said is there's some truth to it. Teams are going to try to run on us until we prove that they can't. That's incumbent upon the players and coaches and our organization to come up with answers for that. So you're not wrong, but I also think this. I think that, first of all, you don't ever want your leading tacklers to be your DBs. I agree with that 100%. That's not a good sign. But I also think this, too. We want players that are tough, right? And we want players that will go out there even when they're not feeling great, when they're a little banged up or a lot banged up. And I think there's some guys on the field that are banged up, and they're tough. They're playing through it. But maybe they're not quite as capable as they would be if they were fully healthy. So we've got to overcome that, right? That's just part of being part of the National Football League. But you said it. We've got to play better defense. We've got to find a way to stop the run, and it's incumbent upon each person to look at themselves and say, "Hey, I can play better."
Need to take a break. We'll be back here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. So, Mickey, a twofer here. I'm going to Bobby you a little bit. When was the last time you talked to Sean Payton? What was the conversation about? And then talk about Kendre Miller and his opportunity to get back on the football field for Thursday.
When was the last time I talked to Sean? I think it was about a week ago, actually. We just talked about, how this season was going and how ours was going. We talked about some of the things that we've seen around the league. It was just kind of a check-in call, nothing earth-shattering or anything like that. We didn't talk at all about the upcoming game. It wasn't anything earth-shattering, that's for sure. Kendre, look, we're excited about him getting healthy and maybe having an opportunity to contribute to us in the next few weeks. So. Look, he's a talented player. He hasn't been able to, stay on the field and get on the field because of some soft tissue things primarily. But he's ready to roll right now, and I like his progress.
Now, Mickey, if you you put your head on the pillow a Saturday night before the Sunday game, and if you would have had a dream, and this dream is reality, that we're playing Atlanta and they're not going to score an offensive touchdown, I think you would take that, hell yeah, we're going to win the game. And then you look at what occurred yesterday. We get three interceptions and we run back a punt for a touchdown. You're not supposed to lose those kind of games. I mean, I was like shocked just based on, if you just told me that that's what occurred in the game, I'd be like, man, what the hell happened? How did we lose that? Now, does that come to coaching? I mean, because you have those things. That's a winning formula to win, but you got to close the deal. You look at the Chiefs. They might be winning ugly, but they close out the games. And then we've been in situations in the Eagles and the Chiefs. The Eagles needed a touchdown. We couldn't close them out. We're playing good defense. And then you look at too many times, and even Atlanta, not being able to close out games. But just looking what occurred then, and what we did as far as taking away the football, are you getting like a special teams touchdown? Come on, you can't afford to lose those games because that could be the difference whether you get the double-digit wins or not.
I think what you're getting at here is that then you want to get your team to the point where you expect to win, because when you expect to win and you have those things that can happen that don't go your way, they're just little speed bumps that you cruise right over, right? Because you have confidence and you have a lot of players that believe they're going to make a big play, when it counts. And when you hope to win, and I think most teams are in that position of where they hope to win, those speed bumps become little mountains. And so we have, our goal is obviously to get to the point where we're expecting to win. And I felt like, and we were moving that direction after the first two or three weeks, right? And then we've had some adversity. We've had a lot of injuries, a lot of guys missing that are key players, playmakers for us. And, we weren't able to close out those two games Atlanta and Philadelphia. So we got to get back to that. We know we have healthy, we have a good team. We know we do, and we're confident in that. But we have to weather this storm and weather these weeks where we don't have, we're not at full strength, and we have to find a way to be competitive, and find ways to win games. And you, again, that starts with not beating ourselves, right? Getting back to fundamentals. We got to coach better. We got to play better. And I believe we will.
Well, you know, Mickey, I'm looking, we plus three in the turnover margin. And, you know, that's why it's shocking to me. Even last season, we were a plus 11. You look at scoring, offense, and defense. I'm like, how in the hell we didn't get the 10 wins? That's why I still emphasize to me, and is that that you have to look at the head coach, is that we're not closing out games. We're highly competitive, but it's a bottom-line business. Did you win or did you lose the game? That's why I think fans are frustrated, because you could be so close and so far, and you might say there's not much difference between 10 and 7 and 7 and 10, but if you're 7 and 10, the Who Dat Nation is restless, and then they're frustrated. But if you're 10 and 7, then everybody's ecstatic. But the bottom line is you have to win. It's not like, oh, we're competing hard and playing hard, that it's a bottom line business. You have to win, and it's not just we're in the hunt, we're playing hard and all that. You got to win. Or look, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year because they don't win and people want changes. And so we already got one coach fired in New York. That didn't surprise me with the Jets, how they are. They always been dysfunctional. But every year, everybody wants to win, but everybody can't win. So 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired. And that could be the difference. Comebacks to haunt you when you don't finish games to have a chance to be in the postseason and get the double-digit wins.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything you say is accurate. Results matter. They do. But I think one of the things that I think good organizations do is that, man, you look beyond the results. What's the reason for the result? And how do you fix the reasons that keep you from winning? And it's not always about the head coach. Sometimes it is. But it's not always about that. It's about a lot of different variables. A lot of things are involved in winning and winning a particular game or winning a lot during the course of a season. And so that's what we'll look at that when the time comes. But the time is not right now. We have a lot of games left, and we have a talented team, and you know we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, Mickey, as Dennis said earlier today, it's, you know, in some ways it's good to be have a short week because you put Tampa behind and you start looking at Denver. We appreciate your time. Best of luck this week, and good luck beating Sean on Thursday night.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bobby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.